that's about it on the WhatsApp. Let's see if we have any calls. No callers as yet. The lines are available. Please call 434-1790. There's also another matter that I had to discuss. I was hoping to leave it to a little later in the afternoon. But since we have a little lull now, I can bring it up. And that is this issue of Liat. I saw in the paper yesterday a concern about Liat resuming flights in the region. And we had two CEOs of two airlines that are flying in the Eastern Caribbean, one from Fly Caribbean and the other from Inter-Caribbean Airways. And they were talking about how small the region is, the Eastern Caribbean subregion. And the fact that in light of the small size of the region and that there are six airlines flying in this region, it would be very difficult to have profitability along these routes. And this raises some questions for us about regional air travel, how we are going to get around the region, especially after COVID hopefully resides. How are we going to get around in the region? And one of the CEOs, this is Reginald Adams, according to the paper, he's the CEO of Fly Caribbean, asserted that it was possible that you could end up with no airlines flying in the region if all of them face problems in terms of their profitability and end up closing down. So that there needs to be some kind of consolidation or at least agreement as to how we are going to address air travel in the Eastern Caribbean. I thought that was very interesting and certainly something for us to think about. And now we have some calls, so let's take one. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hi, good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Hi, I'm calling concerning the state of health care in Barbados.
Okay.
And I passed through the hospital today, and I see that, and just looking around, I'm very concerned about state of health in Barbados, and also what the government, not just this government, but just the policies that have been put in place to ensure health. And I think that our government has been too reactive. I'm not blaming this government, but just in general, our health system has been too reactive and not proactive with preventative care. And it is coming back to haunt us in that we're not able to sustain the level of care that we need for our public because of the overwhelming chronic diseases. I just want to share one example. I think right now we have an issue where Barbadians eat too much. One,
they eat too much. You said,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And another big problem is that we eat too often. Too often. The key, and it's not our public fault. I think it's a failure of the healthcare system to explain to persons how it is that persons put on weight. I think we need to recognize that weight is based on hormones. Weight gain occurs because of insulin levels being elevated, and not just weight gain, but also diabetes, chronic inflammation. It occurs because of excess increased insulin levels. And the safest way in which we can decrease our insulin levels is by something called intermittent fasting, where we give our body time to allow the insulin levels to remain at a low point, so that at the end, so that when you do eat something, our insulin works well and our bodies are very sensitive to it. Just giving the example of someone who drinks a lot of alcohol. If you drink a lot of alcohol, you know, you drink one beer, and that might not do anything. But someone who doesn't drink at all, when they drink that one beer, it might make them very, very tipsy or even drunk. So it's the same way with insulin and the same way with our bodies and depositing fat. If we can decrease the timelines with which we eat, we can increase the sensitivity of our body to insulin, so it works better, or blood sugars become more controlled, or weight becomes more controlled, and we become healthier. I guess that's why I just wanted to mention. Of course, it starts there, but there's a lot more to it. But,
so you're saying that the problem is at the level of diet, so that in our healthcare sector, we should be focusing on diet as opposed to treating the problems after they have arisen?
Exactly. And the thing is that diet does not have to mean that, you know, you eat a lot of vegetables or you starve yourself. You really just need to delay the timing with which you eat. So it's more delay than denial.
But there's so many of these things that I've heard over time. There are people that say delay. There are some people that say you should be eating all throughout the day in small amounts, like grazing. Some that say this depends on your body type. There's so much conflicting information out there that for people who may be struggling with things such as weight and perhaps illnesses associated with this, sometimes it can be very confusing to work out what the best approach is, don't you think?
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And I guess that's where the medical community can engage in some studies or surveys to see, you know, what really works for our Barbadian public more so. And then with that evidence, we can bring it to place certain policies in place that persons can be sure that this is the way that works.
Okay.
But I can say from anecdotal evidence and seeing persons who have adopted that the fasting regime where you're just being delayed, it definitely works. So there's a lot of evidence that supports it overseas. Mm. And if we can adopt it, I think we would be better for it. And not just for weight, but also for giving our bodies something called autophagy, where our bodies, when in a period of fasting, our cells get rid of unwanted or uncontrolled growth of cells or toxins. Those type of things are removed during this fasting period. So,
okay.
So therefore, it reduces the risk of cancer as well.
Okay.
So all these are things that I think if the public were to be aware, and if fasting is free, it doesn't cost anything. You know, you just skip a meal. And ideally, the morning meal is the better meal to skip. But it's free, and it therefore would not cost anything for persons who might say, you know, I don't have the money to afford buying all these fruits or buying... Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I hope that it's something that we can talk about some more and engage on a bigger scale. My heart is hurting for the person that's suffering at the hospital right now.
Definitely.
The weight that they have because of the overcrowding system.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just hoping that we can look to focus on prevention more so than cure at this.
Yeah, sometimes that when you get to the cure stage, you're too late anyway. There may not be a cure. Well, thank you for that call, for telling us that we should think about our diet. Certainly, I think this is something we can all think about. I'm not sure which strategy is the best, whether fasting or some other strategy, but this is something that we should think about in caring for our health. Let's take another call. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I don't normally call. I only call when something is really burning me.
Okay.
And that gentleman that called earlier, talking about the pension and what should be done with it and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
where he mentioned that the pension should be there to feed the grandchildren and whatever,
mm-hmm.
that person would have lived their life and probably took their money that they worked for so hard and raised their children. Why should their pension that should be helping them now
mm-hmm.
be left at a house that they're not at? To provide for grandchildren. Where are the parents? Where are the fathers? I believe that wherever that person is and being cared for, that pension should be going there to assist in their well-being.
Hmm.
Nonsense.
Well, the pension is for the pensioner to decide what,
but that's what it means.
They're going to do with it.
Yes, and if the person is for them. So if mm-hmm. the person is wherever they are, they got to be fed, they got to be taken care of or whatever. If some of it or whatever goes towards that, what is wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What is wrong with that? That's crazy. Your pension should be, you are somewhere else. The people don't want you there. I have a friend that works for the, I don't know they call it, home care or whatever, government assisted, whatever. She works at a house. I could not believe it. I thought these old people get assistance where there's no one to help them. The house has daughters, children, daughters, boyfriends, and whatever. This lady has to go there and bid their mother, cook for her, and do everything while they're in the house there.
Mm.
She told me, she told one of them, the lady needs roll on and powder, and the girl said, well, she ain't going to wear, she ain't want nothing. She ain't need them because she don't going to wear. The lady told me she had to take her own money and go and buy the powder and the roll on for the lady. these things are crazy. Something needs to be done. No home help should be in a house where their daughters and men and children and grandchildren and all sorts of people look after them. Home help should be given to old people who live on their own and have no one to help them. This pension thing needs looking into very seriously. No pension should be going home to people, to houses and the people are not there. I don't know where it should be going, but it shouldn't be going there for people to eat and spend it and whatever, and the person is somewhere else being taken care of. Now, the government gives that pension to that person. If the person is in the hospital, the government got to be taking care of them again. Huh? That's twice the government is looking after that one person.
Well, assuming it is a contributory pension, sorry, the person has paid in their national insurance contributions.
Yes, so I understand that.
It's not the government that is giving them the check as such. These are their contributions. But I certainly do agree with
you, know
that
there's some people who didn't contribute. That
yes, there
pension,
are
you know.
The non-contributory as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said assuming. But,
you
know, the pension is really for the pensioner, and it is for this person to decide what they're doing with their check. And I know there are some concerning things with people who have their checks collected by others and the checks are used for purposes that they're not intended to be used for. And this is very troubling because these are older people, these are the elders in our community, and they should not be exploited in, you know, the time of their life when they're on fixed incomes.
Yeah, so. I understand that, but I mean, it's crazy. He's there saying the money should be going home to David the grandchildren. And really, parents, really, people that get them, they need to look after their children.
Yeah.
That old person's pension is for them to use for whatever reason and whatever purpose they want to use it for.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, man. He needs to take what he said.
Well, thank you for that call. I appreciate it. Good afternoon. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, I'm here.
Right, a pleasant day to you, ma'am.
Same to you.
Right. Something that had me a bit off with the young man that spoke to you early on when he was defending Trump and his management style.
Mm.
And he said something about the bringing back the car industry and so back to the States and all next step, but he missed the boat by 100 months.
Okay.
If you understand history and American history to be exact, the American car industry was in trouble from the time the Japanese hit the scene. And to a worse extent is when it had gotten so bad that the Japanese then were a compromise with the States and start building cars in the States. So Trump ain't really couldn't get that comeback. No, Biden ain't had nothing to do with that. So I just want to clarify that part. And the next thing I would say, I wish he had to understand more Trump history than just talking about what Trump do and this thing and the next, and realize that Obama had a law in place whereby 37 million people who would have not been able to get insurance would be able to have insurance, and Obama tried to dismantle it piece by piece. He got rid of some of it, right? So I don't know how he could miss out all these things on Trump. And the worst part Trump did of all, Trump is a German from his grandfather was a German.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so where his family is from, but this doesn't
that,
mean
that.
That
is a part of him still.
Oh, that is an opinion, but I don't know if it's one that I can support.
Right. You don't go agree. We could agree to disagree. So let me move on.
Please.
What Trump did, which was the worst part of all, when people trying to escape, run from their country to his country, cross the border, Trump take the children away from their parents and separated them. So you could agree to disagree with that, but the stocks is there, and history will prove it. Can you give me a few seconds to touch on agriculture?
Sure.
Right. For the longest while, I always speak on politics, lies, and agriculture.
Okay.
No prime minister in Barbados within the past 40 years had convinced me that they are real serious about agriculture. They just talk it and move on and get into other things. We have to eat. there, one of your other moderators lambasted me. And then when I showed him what I was really saying, he apologized. And I respect him for that. Mm-hmm. No country in the world can ever be run properly without a strong agriculture base. Only body ever do it was the guy in Singapore. Right? Because everything that we have to do, that we import, the same money we make from tourism, we send back out twice as much in importing stuff to run the same tourism and to feed the country. For over 30 years, I've been seeing this. We barely spinning top in mud. No prime minister in Barbados never take agriculture serious. We got people with doctorates in agriculture, and this thing ain't it. Take a man with a big set of agriculture papers and send him at waterworks. You can imagine that? So we really need to get our agriculture act together, or not. All we're doing is spinning top in mud and looking pretty as a prime minister and can't even put a proper man to run agriculture. The present agriculture officer, minister, I talked to him already on this program. If he don't be careful, he's going to be worst ever minister of agriculture. The one before him, he was the worst, Dr. Eswick. He planted a big set of wild-tamarind trees coming down Pine Highway just before it swing two orphans bomb. And I would like to know up to this day how much acres of canes he have planted to run the fully mechanized factory that he wanted to run. Mm-hmm. I will close on that and let somebody else talk. Over now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, too. We have time to squeeze in another call just before the latest. Good afternoon. This is Down to Brass Axe.
Yeah, I want to touch on three things quickly.
Three, well, right now, you're going to have to be very quick because we have the news coming up.
All right, I will call back.
You want to hold till after the news?
No, I can't hold. I will call back.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We are going to go to the latest. Good afternoon. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. This is Down to Brass Tacks. I am Christina Hines, being ably produced by John Stout. The numbers to call are 434-1790 and WhatsApp 266-4862. Let's go straight to the calls. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello, good afternoon, an awesome afternoon to you, Dr. Hines.
Same to you.
Thank you. And I'm going to ask, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well.
Glad to hear it. That's good stuff. Now, the reason I asked you, that is because I called about health. I called to correct some of the views of the gentleman who was speaking before, based on what he was saying about our
fasting,
diet.
Right? He was talking about fasting?
Yeah, he was talking about intermittent fasting. He was talking about fasting. He was talking about diet. He talked about health. He spoke about diabetes and how we lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, the thing, I'm gonna speak on about two things. One, first of all, just going to correct him and then have a conversation with you about health. I thank the production team for taking my call, and thanks for asking the question, how are you? And
are you a health expert? You're a doctor? Physician?
No, I am a health enthusiast. I would like to be a nurse, but it was curtailed because of the COVID-19, but I'm going to retry to go to become a nurse, to go to the Polytechnic or the Barbados Community College, whichever would take me next year, based on the fact that, we just had in the news that there's going to be a COVID-19 vaccine soon based on Pfizer. So we thank God for that, and that would help. That would really help my benefits of going to be a nurse.
Okay.
What I'm saying, though, I was mentioning about the health, and just to correct him quickly, we actually gain weight via the calories. What happens is that if you're going to take in more calories than you lose, you gain weight. If you take in less calories than you use, you lose weight. So really, if you are going to eat, say, you're going to get up on mornings and eat your bacon and eggs, you're going to eat your slice of toast with some orange juice, and then you go through the day, you get a burger and fries, and then you come home and you have your cocoa and flying fish, and you have those three meals. There's three regular square meals per day.
Mm-hmm.
And say that would be 3,000 calories. And you would have used, because you know we have the health apps on our phone now, you would have used, which I'm going to explain, which is the calories, The calorie is the unit of heat in your body that you use to do something, that you use for force or energy or output.
Right.
So if I'm going to get up from here and go downstairs to turn off my radio, I have just used a calorie.
Mm-hmm.
That is the unit of heat or energy in your body that you use. And if I, if I were to get up then and drink some Mobby sun drink or eat something, eat a piece of strawberry, eat a piece of carrot, something like that, I would gain a calorie, which will help me to, which is the part I'm making to correct the gentleman, it would help me to gain weight.
Right, so it's calories in and calories out, right? That's the standard thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right, so if I exercise, I'm going to lose weight. But if I eat something without doing that exercise covered, you would gain that weight. You would gain that aspect of your health in terms of water and fat and so on, and the body actually becoming more heavy and dense in this atmosphere that we live in.
But wasn't the main point that he was making?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he was talking about intermittent fasting, and as I said, there's a lot of conflicting information out there that can be confusing.
Right.
But wasn't his principal point that we should be considering how we eat and what we eat as a preventive measure?
The best diet today is the mind diet. There's also the Mediterranean diet. You would have heard in the...
I really don't want to endorse anybody in saying was the best or the worst diet, because I am not qualified to give medical advice.
Sorry for that, Dr. Hines.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, because of the fact that what happens is that everybody needs a diet that is catered to their own needs.
Right.
Because we're all different, and we all consume energy... we all consume calories differently, and we all lose calories differently. We all exercise differently. Some people are very active. They go in the gym. They're very fit. Some people are live very sedentary lifestyles, and they will just sit down at an office desk, and then they will get up and go and just rest.
Okay.
So, but if they're going to eat the same thing, if they're going to eat something, they're going to gain the weight, because the calories at your body for gaining weight. Everything you eat, you're going to eat a piece of mango. Mangoes are in season. You will gain some weight, and then you get it and you lose that weight.
Mm-hmm.
That is how the body gains weight. And he was talking about other things that really aren't... That whole subject is not as true or as whole as the calories and the water weight that our body... Because our body is 70% water or more. And the fun aspect I want to talk about health today, Dr. Hines, is that when... You're dealing with diet and health. You're going to deal with trying to get in your proteins, fats, water, carbohydrates, fiber, and vitamins and minerals. That is the health aspect from the nutrition standpoint of your diet. The food, fruit and vegetables, you have your nuts and seeds, your meat, you have your legumes, you have your dairy. One of the best things that I do, because I actually do fast 2 days a week. I fast twice a week. I fast Saturday and Sunday. And what I have to do is I have to take in more calories. I have to gain 3,000 calories every day to be able to fast 2 days without losing weight. So when I get up on mornings and I take my fruit and vegetables, because I'm a vegetarian. Yes, I have a bias, but everybody needs to cater for their own self, for their own diet, because everybody can't eat meat and everybody can't eat vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't eat just vegetables alone, and everybody can't just eat meat alone. We all have different dietary needs based on our bodies, because we all have different allergies and we all have different nutritional needs that we need to keep and maintain to live and work and do things and so on. And then the point that I'm making is that, well, I'm fine to go, because I know you have other calls, and I want to thank you for speaking to me today.
Sure, no problem.
When we have this diet in terms of fruit and vegetables, when you eat some banana and so on, that's the meal, that's your fruit. But the thing is to get in 3 complete meals every day, fruit, vegetables, nuts, seeds, grain, and so on. Some people eat fish, some people do other things, but the thing is that it is so crucial, because if you're going to eat every 2 hours, every 3 hours, then that is good, but then your diet, you would be speeding up your metabolism. You would be speeding up how fast you use those calories that I mentioned to you before, but you would not be benefiting as much because you would not be fasting as much, which is the balance in terms of diet, in terms of eating.
I keep hearing people say this, but I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I really don't know how much this is true. What I want to say is that people who are calling about these health concerns and who are asking us to focus on our diet, this is really appreciated because these are things we do need to be more conscious of and aware of. I would also say, though, that we don't just eat for nutrition and that if we act in that way, we are probably going to end up failing. We eat for all kinds of reasons, cultural reasons, because it's a birthday, Christmas, Independence is coming, people are eating their conkies. So I think we have to be aware of why we eat and how we eat and the consequences on our health. But I would shy away from, at least on this program, really providing any kind of information or not information, prescriptions for people as to what kind of diet they should take, how they should or should not eat. But I thank you for your call and we will take another. This is Down to Brass Tacks.